Hard work getting through all that.
Well, it's amazing what you can manage in 3 hours if you put your mind to it.
Ah, but it's what comes after, my dear sir.
I believe they're serving coffee and liqueurs in the music room.
Bravo! And perhaps Mrs. Serby will play something for us.
As long as she doesn't play fast and loose with us.
Oh, I think not. Berta would never do that to her old friends.
I don't think anybody noticed, Gregors.
Noticed what?
You mean you didn't notice either?
What was there to notice?
We were 13 at table.
Really? 13 of us.
We're usually only 12. Come through here. Come through here, gentlemen, please.
You shouldn't have invited me, Gregors.
What? I'm told this dinner party's in my honour. So why shouldn't I invite the only good friend I've got?
I don't think your father's too happy about it. I never come to the house any other time.
No, so I hear. Anyway, I had to see you and have a chat. I'm likely to be going away again soon. Well, well, here we are. Two old schoolmates. We've drifted a long way apart, haven't we? We can't have seen each other for what? 16, 17 years now?
Is it that long?
It is indeed. So how are you doing these days? You're looking well. You've put on weight. One might even say you've got stout.
Well, you'd hardly call it stout. But I dare say I look a bit more of a man than I did in those days.
Yes, you do. Well, outwardly, you don't seem to have suffered much.
Ah. Oh. But inwardly, Gregors, in here, it's a different story, believe me. I mean, you know all the terrible things that have happened to us since we last met?
So how is your father getting along now?
Let's not talk about it, my dear friend. My poor, unfortunate father has to live with us these days, of course. There's nobody else in the world he can turn to. Actually, I find the whole business extremely painful. Let's change the subject. How have you been getting on up at the mill?
Oh, I've had a wonderful solitary life. It's given me a chance to think about all sorts of things. Come over here. Let's make ourselves comfortable.
I must thank you all the same, Gregors, for inviting me to your father's dinner party. I now know you no longer hold anything against me.
Why should you think I held anything against you?
For the first few years, yes, you did.
What first few years?
After our great misfortune. It was only natural that you should. I mean, your own father came within a hair's breadth of being dragged into it. To the whole dreadful affair.
And I was supposed to hold that against you? Whatever gave you that idea?
You did, Gregors. I know you did. Your father told me himself.
My father? Did he now? And was that the reason I never heard from you again? Not a single word?
Yes.
Not even when you went off to become a photographer?
Your father said I'd be better not writing to you. Not about anything.
No. No, I suppose not. Well, maybe he was right. Anyway, tell me, Alma. Are you finding things a little easier now?
Yes, I think so. More or less. I can't complain. It was all very strange for me at first, as you can imagine. I had to cope with a completely different set of circumstances. Then again, everything else was different too. My father's terrible misfortune, the shame and the disgrace. Gregors.
Yes, indeed. Quite.
I couldn't possibly think of staying on at university. We hadn't a penny to spare. Just the opposite. We were deeply in debt. Mostly to your father, I believe. Anyway, I thought it best to make a clean break. You know, get right away from the old life. All my old ties. Actually, it was your father who advised me to do that. And since he'd gone out of his way...